Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
and our favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
and our favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings to our wonderful radio listening audience, and thank you for joining us again this Sunday as we bring to you another wonderful and powerful broadcast and message today from our guest host and guest, Inam Shahid Jabbar. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of The Reality of the Creator. Again, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being with us this wonderful and beautiful year. Thank you for the time that you shared with us. And we pray that you are enjoying these discussions, and at any time you will push that button, that number one button, on your phone. Your number will show up in our studio, and we would love to have you join us. Today's discussion will be All Love, Power, Justice, and Might comes from the Divine Creator, Allah. These are just some of the divine attributes or qualities of Allah. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. These qualities of Allah in human beings brings out the moral characteristics to develop human spiritual life. Human conduct without these Allah-like qualities can never become a reality in human life. So, people, human life is all good because Allah, the creator and giver of human life, is all good. So, people, this evil way that is against human nature, that is drawing most people, can only do so when human beings forget Allah, the Creator's good life. Then and only then can evil take control of human spiritual life. But we have a choice, people. We choose all the evil that comes into our life, or we choose all the good Allah brings into our life. As-salamu alaykum. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, The Reality of the Creator. As you can see, we have another beautiful, wonderful discussion for you. And we have our host here ready to go. And also we have a wonderful guest here who's ready to go also. So we don't want to hesitate any longer. And we want to bring them on right now. Imam Shahid Jabbar.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everybody? I hope you all are doing well. And as the sister said, I pray before I begin and ask Allah to bless us people coming to the conclusion of another year of seeing this world that we're in, the material world, that is, not really getting better, and it's no mystery why it haven't got better this year. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the supreme creator Allah, the one Allah, he said he will never change the condition of an individual or people in the world collectively until they first change the condition of their heart. That is, stop following their own evil and selfish desires and submit their will or surrender their will to his divine, like sister said, and good will. His will is all good. And Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say all the good that happens to us come from Allah. And Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all therein, say all the bad that happens to human beings come from our own self. So remember that through this talk today. Now, I want to open up by saying the opening prayer of the Holy Quran is always befitting. And Allah calls this the seven most often repeated verses of the Quran. And he said that this verse right here, verses, is almost equal to reading the whole Quran just by reading these verses. He said these verses right here will get you to heaven if you follow these verses I'm about to quote to you. It's called Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wadh-dhalin. Amin. People, we just said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. We ask Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those on whom Allah has bestowed his favor and grace, and protect us from being of those who go astray from his straight way after he have created us and guided us, given us guidance to his straight way in the Holy Quran for the whole of mankind. Amen. Okay. With that said, people, we will start off by just sharing with you some of the divine qualities or attributes of our Creator, Allah. Allah is the one, Allah is the self-subsisting, meaning that Allah depends on nothing he created, but everything Allah created depends on Allah. Allah is the all-powerful. So that means Donald Trump or no other person, no king, no human being, or not even jinns or devils have no power. Evil have no power. Allah have all the power over the heavens and the earth, people. Always remember that. Allah is the guide to the right path. You see, people, if we want the right guidance, we have to go to Allah for ourselves. We can't just depend on no spiritual leader in any religion or nobody else. Allah has given us a direct line of communication with him in our own heart and soul. When our hearts and soul is pure, and we desire purity and not the lust of our hearts. Allah is the supreme inheritor of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the protecting friend. So, people, you have no one to protect you or to befriend you like Allah. The friendship of a human being is not like the friendship of Allah. Allah's friendship will never forsake you under no circumstance. But people, the best of us, when we can get weak and our friendship can break off and we can begin to dislike or hate each other. But that never happens if you are under the protecting friendship of Allah, the protecting friend. Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is the one to whom all things in the heavens and the earth must return for judgment. Those are just some of the divine qualities of Allah. Now I want to read from the Quran, and I'll be through for this portion of my talk. This is the Quran. This is Surah 3, chapter 3, called Al-Imran. It's ayat 20, verse 26. Allah say in his book, Quran, say, O Allah, Lord of power, and rule over the heavens and the earth. Thou givest power to whom thou pleasest, and thou strippest all power from whom thou pleasest. Thou endurest with honor whom thou pleasest, and thou bringest low whom thou pleasest. In thy power is all good. Truly over all things thou hast power. Thou causest the night to gain on the day, and thou causest the day to gain on the night. Thou bringest the living out of the dead, and thou bringest the dead out of the living, and thou givest sustenance to whom thou pleasest without measure. Let not the believers in Allah take for protectors unbelievers rather than believers. If any do that, in nothing will there be help from Allah. Allah will not help them or protect them, except by way of precaution. He will precaution them that they may guard themselves from the evil that they have chosen for themselves. But Allah cautions people, you all, to remember Allah, for the final gold of all people and all things is to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. I don't want to stop there. I want to go two more ayats. Say, whether ye hide what is in your hearts, or you reveal what is in your heart, people, Allah knows it all. Allah knows what is in the heavens, and Allah knows what is on earth. And Allah has power over all things. On the day when every soul will be confronted with all the good that soul has done and all the evil that soul has done, that soul will wish there were a great distance between that soul and its evil. But Allah cautions you to remember Allah, and Allah is full of kindness to those that truly serve Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, co-host? Assalamu alaikum. Apparently, people seem like we're having some technical difficulties. I don't know if you all heard me, the co-host. I'm disconnected, so I just have to be patient with you all and see what happens. But right now I have no connection with the host. I mean, the co-host. Co-host, are you there? Co-host, are you there? Is anybody listening? Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum. Oh no.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh come on.
Assalamu alaikum. What's going on here?
Oh, let me go back and call back into a laptop right here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wow.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to stop this. I can't do that. And this is
back into myself 319 319 527 6060.
Why is that I'm not getting the show? Oh, boy. What's going on here? Marshall, please. Please bring us on. Oh, wow. What's going on? Am I getting anything? I can't hear them. Oh, man. Oh, gosh, and the board is full. Crazy. Something's not right with my phone. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, I don't know what's going on with this phone. I had my throat was itching, so I had to run and try to get something while you were talking. When I got back, there was no sound, and I tried and tried, so I had to call back in again in order to get a sound on the phone. But Angela is working now, so yeah, that's what was going on. But the lines are full today. We have a wonderful, wonderful audience here, and may the show go on. And thank all of you for your patience. Thank you.
Did the people hear me? I was speaking.
I don't have any way of knowing that. All I know is that the board is full. We have quite a few people who have called in, so I'm assuming that they did, because some of them had already called in when I left to take care of myself. So I'm assuming that, they did hear you because they're still on the air.
Okay, well, you can go to another guest then.
Okay. Now I see a guest that was here, actually, when we came in. We came up today. We showed again. This guest was with us. So I'm going to call this person now. Beautiful place. Beautiful brother. Beautiful you now. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
Yes, as usual, we have a little problem going on here, technical problem. I couldn't hear you all. You might have been able to hear me. But everything seems to be fine again. So we're going to hear from you
can
now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. This is Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem in North Carolina. Alhamdulillah. How's everybody doing today?
Doing fine, brother. Thank you for asking. And pleased to have you with us. I don't know if you could hear me talking when the sister.
No.
Okay.
No, it was silent. I didn't hear anything you said.
Okay, well, I need to speak over. That's what I was just saying to the co-host. I need to speak over because the topic of the show. Did you hear the sister giving in the opening topic of the show?
No, when I came in, it was just silent. I heard the sister, like, she was trying to, she couldn't hear, and she was saying, you know, I don't know what's going on with my phone, and she kept saying, assalamu alaikum, but it was just silent. Her voice was the only voice I heard, and it was silent until I heard her voice, so I didn't hear you speak at all.
Okay, then. Well, we will go ahead on and start over. We are talking today on the attributes of Allah. The quality attributes are the qualities, the divine qualities of Allah. So that's what the subject is about today. And I started it off by saying Allah is the one, Allah is the self-subsisting, meaning that Allah depends on nothing he created, but everything Allah created depend upon Allah for sustaining it. Allah is all-powerful, meaning that I said Donald Trump and no other human being nor even a jinn have power. Allah have all power over the heavens and the earth and everything in it. I said Allah is the guide to the right path. Allah is the supreme inheritor of the heavens and the earth. I said Allah is the protecting friend. And I said that if Allah don't protect you, then you can have a friend, but that friendship cannot protect you if Allah is don't protect you. No friend, and a friend can also forsake you. But Allah's, if he befriend you, Allah befriend you, there's no forsaking you at any time. You can always depend on the friendship and protection of Allah if you always submit to Allah's will. I said Allah is also the originator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is the one to whom all things in the heavens and the earth must return for judgment. Then I read out of the Quran, briefly here, Surah 3, Ali Imran. It's Ayat 31. I'll start here. No. That's not where I started at. Bear patiently with me. I got it here. I started at Surah 26. Say, O Allah, Lord of power and rule, thou givest power to whom thou pleasest, and thou strippest off power from whom thou pleasest. Thou endurest with honor whom thou pleasest, and thou bringest low whom thou pleasest. And thy power is all good. Truly of all things thou hast power. And I'm going to stop right here and say their Fatiha because I meant to open up with that and I open up with their Fatiha. It's the opening chapter of the Holy Quran, people. The message of Allah to all mankind. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. People, I just said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, cherisher, and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek for help. And we ask Allah to guide us on this straight path, the path of those upon whom Allah has bestowed his favor and grace, not of those whose portion is wrath who go astray from the path of Allah. Amen. Now I will continue on with Surah 27, Surah 3. Allah, thou causest the night to gain on the day, and thou causest the day to gain on the night. Allah, thou bringest the living out of the dead, and thou bringest the dead out of the living, and thou givest sustenance to whom thou pleasest without measure. And it says here in my conclusion, let not the believers in Allah take for protectors unbelievers rather than believers. If any do that, and nothing will there be help from Allah except by way of precaution, that ye may guard yourself from them. But Allah cautions you people to remember Allah, for the final goal is to Allah. Say, people, whether ye hide what is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah knows it all. Allah knows what is in the heavens, and Allah knows what is on earth, and Allah has power of all things. On the day when every soul will be confronted with all the good that soul has done, and all the evil that soul has done, that soul will wish there were a great distance between that soul and this evil. But Allah cautions you people to remember Allah, and Allah is full of kindness to those that serve Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
All right. Okay, brother, you can continue at this point. He sort of just summarized what he has spoken on up to this point. And if you have any comments now, we would love to hear from you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, tarahi barakatuh. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
I can hear you. Uh-huh.
Okay, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yes, you mentioned, the beautiful names of Allah and these attributes and these names of Allah help us get closer to Him and help us know more about our Lord. And unlike people, our Lord, the more we know about Him, the more that we'll love Him. Where, you know, as for people, you might learn more about somebody. You might learn when they wake up, they're angry, or, you know, when they get mad, they act a certain way, or when they're sick, they act a certain way. But with Allah, the more we know about Allah, the more we know about His attributes, His names, the more we love Him, and it only brings us closer to Him. And even when we learn the names of how strict Allah can be, and the names we learn of how kind and how gracious Allah could be, and the meanings of those names, they just bring us closer because we know that it's all injustice. All of it is part of justice. And Allah, our Lord, is just, and we know if we got the justice that we deserved, we would be in a bad position. But He's also the most forgiving, you know, the forgiver. So we know that these names just bring us closer because we know His mercy exceeds His wrath. So anything we know about our Lord, even though it's things that, you know, would, you know, give us the punishment that we deserve, or give us, you know, the retribution for our evil deeds, we know that the mercy of Allah for our good deeds, when we do them correct with sincerity, and when they're accepted, we know the reward for those, and we pray that the reward for those will overshadow any of our evil deeds or any of our shortcomings that take us away from the mercy of Allah. So knowing Allah, knowing our Creator, is just an assistance or just an increase in our love for Him. And I was telling the guys in the county when I was there earlier today, you know, if someone asks me, the question, why do you do Islam? Why are you Muslim? You know, why do you, you know, pray five times a day when you could not? The person may pray once a week. You know, we go once a week. You pray five times a day. Why do you, subject yourself to that? Why? And most people, or myself, my answer would be because I fear the fire. Because I know that there's a heaven and a hell, and Allah owns everything. And if I want His paradise, I have to follow His rules and do what He says. You know, and if that same person asks, well, why do you do what your mother says? Or why do you do what your mother tells you to do? I would say because I love my mother. You know, because that's my mother. Yeah, but you're grown now. You make your own money. You do your own, you know, you take care of yourself. Why do you still do what your mother says? That's because that's my mother, you know, because she's worthy of that. She deserves more than that. I can't give her back. I can't give my mother back everything that she's done for me throughout my life. I can't repay my mother for one, of those, you know, those strong cramps that women have when they deliver a baby. One, you know, a contraction, I think, yeah, one, you know, one of those cramps that they have. I can't pay my mother back for that. So no one would ask me, no one would dare ask me, why are you good to your mother? Because I'm supposed to be. But that's, you know, with Allah, I say, because I want to go to his paradise, because I fear his fire. I don't want to go to the hellfire. I want to go to the paradise. But that sincerity that I mentioned, we have to feel that same way, because Allah is the only deity worthy of worship. So even if he didn't have hellfire, even if hellfire wasn't a punishment for the evildoers, Allah would still be the only thing worthy and deserving of worship. So my worship of Allah has to rise to a level where it supersedes the fact that I'm afraid of the fire, which of course I am, and it supersedes the fact which I want to go to his paradise, which I don't deserve. It's because Allah is worthy of being worshipped.
Brother Kareem?
And, yes, brother.
I just want to correct you on one thing. You said Allah is the only thing. Allah is not a thing. We have to always keep that.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I always
absolutely.
Keep that out of.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I said the same. I said that same thing in jail, and I asked Allah to forgive me, and I asked the brothers to forgive me for saying thing, because that's, I mean, what a, it's my minor grasp of the English language for not finding a better word than that.
Right.
You know, shame on me for that. And I pray Allah forgives me for my shortcomings.
He do.
But the, yeah, alhamdulillah. And the only, but he's the only deity worthy of worship. And Allah would be worthy of worship. And alhamdulillah, thank you for correcting me, because I made that correction earlier because I remembered, but I didn't remember it just now. And a reminder
okay.
benefits the believers. Alhamdulillah.
That's right.
So he's worthy of worship whether there was a hellfire or a paradise. Allah is still the only deity. That's the sincerity that Allah deserves, because Allah is worthy of worship, and nothing else is worthy of worship, because everything else is Allah's creation. So, you know, that kind of sincerity is increased by knowing the names of Allah, knowing the attributes of Allah, knowing that what you're doing is actually pleasing to Allah. When we go to the jail, and I'm going to end on this, when we start our program on the room on the left, when you go in, the Christian program starts on the at the other, in a bigger room, because they have a bigger audience, a bigger congregation. And, you know, the brothers and sisters who are going to do the Christian worship, they had guitars and they had some people there to sing and they had some other things that we don't do in Islam. And my question would always be to anybody who's trying to do something to worship God, to bring themselves nearer to God, is how in the world do you know that God likes that? How do you know that that's acceptable to him? You know, because you don't know. I don't know that Jesus ever played a guitar or a string instrument or had people singing in a choir. I don't know that. And if they know that was something that Jesus said was good, then they should put that forth. But in Islam, if we don't have the proof, we don't put those things forth as a worship to our Lord. So getting near to him is knowing him, and knowing Allah, and knowing his beautiful names, and knowing the attributes of Allah help us to know him, so that we could worship him in a way that he wants to be worshipped, the way that he's deserving of being worshipped. And I pray that that's something that, as humbly as we try to do, something that's accepted by us. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
All right. Well, beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Imam Shabazz, if you don't have anything to say at this time, we do have other guests on. I can go on and continue with having the guests to comment.
Yes, please do so.
All right. So we're going to call another beautiful brother here, wonderful guest from Georgia, beautiful Imam. Abdul Kareem Shabazz from Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you, sister?
fine, alhamdulillah, brother. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Loud and clear, brother. Okay, you're on the air now.
Okay. Let's talk about what Allah says about himself. He is Allah, besides whom there is no God. He is the knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the compassionate and the merciful. He is Allah, besides whom there is no God. He is the sovereign, the holy, the source of safety, the giver of peace, the guardian, the almighty, the enforcer of his decrees, and the ever supreme. Exalted is Allah alone, who is the planner of creation, its enforcer and its fashioner. His are the excellent names. Whatever there is in the heavens and the earth glorifies him. He is the almighty and the all-wise. This is in chapter Hashir. These verses explain what kind of God Allah is, what Allah's attributes are, who has sent this Quran to you, who has placed responsibilities on you, before whom you have to render an account of your deeds in the end. This mention of the divine attributes immediately after the above theme automatically gives man the feeling that he is not dealing with an ordinary human being, but with Almighty Allah, who has these attributes. Here, one should also understand that although in the Quran, the attributes of Allah Almighty have been stated in a unique way, which gives a clear concept of the divine being.
That's right.
There are two places in the Quran where the attributes of Allah have been mentioned in a most comprehensive way. In the verse of the throne, Al-Baqarah, verse 255, and in these verses of chapter Al-Hashr. In the verse of the throne, Allah says, Allah, the everlasting, the sustainer of the whole universe. There is no God but He. He does neither slumber nor sleep. Whatsoever is in the heavens and in the earth is His. Who is there that can intercede with him except by his own permission? He knows what is before the people and also what is hidden from them. And they cannot comprehend anything of his knowledge save whatever he himself pleases to reveal. His kingdom spreads over the heavens and the earth, and the guarding of these does not weary him. He alone is the supreme and the exalted. This is Ayatul Kursi, Al-Baqarah, verse 255. The word Kursi means chair and has been figuratively used here as a symbol of power and authority. Even in English, the word chair is used for the seat of authority in government. This verse
right.
is known as Ayatul Kursi, which means sign of the chair. It gives a perfect knowledge of Allah that has no parallel elsewhere. That
That's
is
right.
why a tradition of the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, has declared it to be the best verse of the Quran. Allah is the one besides whom none else has the rank, position, attributes, and powers of Godhead, so that he may be worshipped and served as God. I'm going to stop there, inshallah, and come back later. Assalamu alaikum.
But that was wa alaikum salam. That was very good, brother. And we want to greet you. Assalamu alaikum. That was very beautiful. The Quran, a recitation, is so beautiful. When you was quoting those surahs, and Kursi is mentioned by many Muslims, and it really defines who the Creator is from His creation. As you say. So, and as the other beautiful brother, Imam Abdul Karim from Winston-Salem said, how are you going to get to know Allah if you don't read Allah's words in the Quran? Allah says, seek his knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Allah say, the blood, and this is important, because I've been a mujahid, a fighter of the fight, the good fight of Allah, for 45 years out in the street. But guess what? All of what I've been through, guns drawn on me, being shot at, people trying to assassinate me because of my faith, because I worship the one Allah, and I refuse to associate any partner with Allah in this Christian country. And they tried to kill me for that for 45 years. But all praise is due to Allah, as you was mentioning there. Allah still say, if I had a guy killed, he'd allowed them to kill me. He said, the blood of a martyr, if I'd have got killed as a martyr, it's more important for me, him to keep me around here. He said that the blood of the ink of a scholar, getting his knowledge, is more precious than the blood of someone who just died fighting in the cause of Allah. So Allah have kept me around here and blessed me with much knowledge and hikmah, wisdom from him and you all to share with the people. And the first revelation, I'm through, that Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, prayers, the special prayers and peace be upon him, was Iqra, read. And the next revelation he revealed to him was what I've revealed to you and my creation, read my signs. And if you read the signs of Allah and creation, his creation, it will direct you to Allah, your attention to the Creator. And then after that, he told them, proclaim, after you read my words and you understand my words, then go out to the world and proclaim my truth to the world. So this is the obligation that Allah places upon every true Muslim in this world to be a witness of this truth in our life and our conduct. As he say, Prophet Muhammad is a witness of the best moral conduct of all human beings that's here now, what was in the past, and that will be in the future, even unto the day of judgment. He said, if anybody want to go to heaven, follow the moral example of Prophet Muhammad, and Prophet Muhammad represents the best that all the prophets and messengers came with. Allah completed his message and his instructions to the world in the Holy Quran through Prophet Muhammad, so that everybody from the time of Prophet Muhammad to the day of judgment, they're going to be judged by the Holy Quran. Not the Bible, not the Torah, but by the Quran, because the Holy Quran is not the only revelation of Allah, it's the final revelation of Allah. So there will be no more revelation after the Quran, people. So I encourage you all to take the Quran serious. And Allah say this in my closing. Allah say, if you read the Quran with sincerity and follow his guidance with a pure heart, he say he will guide you straight through all of this evil in this world back home in his eternity in Jannah, paradise, in the hereafter. And he say, if you don't follow the Quran and you just put it behind you, mean just you read it but you don't strive to obey Allah, he say that will lead you straight into the hellfire. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
co-host, are you there? Did you hear me, brother?
Yes, I did. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir. The co-host, we're having difficulty hearing her, so I'm trying to see if she can get back on the air and bring somebody else on. Can you hear me, co-host?
Yes, I'm back on now, brother. It seems as though you went off. You were talking, and then I didn't hear any more from you, and I tried to respond, but I didn't hear any more, so I had to call in again. And this is the second time I've called in, so I don't know how often they let you do that. I pray a lot we won't have this problem anymore. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, all
I
right.
I hear you.
So we can go on now, brother. As I said, I don't know what end is on, but we are being interrupted like this, whether it's from the studio or whether it's from us. But at this point, we're back on the air again now, so we can continue from here.
Okay, you can bring another guest on. Me and Brother Abdul Kareem Shabazz from Atlanta have spoken.
All right. Yes, we have another beautiful brother here again. One that's from Durham, North Carolina. And I think everyone knows now who it's going to be. Brother Larry. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Larry. I didn't know. I thought this was his phone number. Maybe someone else. Yeah. Can you hear me?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've been having, I guess, going through the difficulties as well. Without having good communication, so I didn't know if I was still on or not. So I just give my greetings, assalamu alaikum, this morning. It's a beautiful
Walaykum
show.
Salam.
Yeah, and you know, the attributes are so powerful. When you're trying to, especially when you're trying to describe the beauty and the oneness of Allah. But yet it's so powerful, the attributes are so powerful because it gives great identification and meaning to our lives as well. Because it's almost like if one wants to be, as the man was speaking before about the honor of his mother, if one wants to be like his father, or one wants to be like some of the greats in our lives, our past history. If you want to be like the great, some of the great prophets, as mentioned, the prophet Muhammad, and so with the attributes of Allah, then you have some identification and some roadway to be like, to strive in that direction, to strive for that cause, being honorable or being worthy or being merciful to one another, being truthful and so it's a great thing I just love to hear the teachings of the attributes. I pray that the listeners and even the speakers, us and self, that we continue to keep them, right before us so that we can stay patient and disciplined and all. So I'm really enjoying the show. And so right now I can hear, I was able to hear the imams. I hear some of the problems that was occurring on the beginning of the show. So I clear up and give back to the imams to continue to speak and get the word out to us. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Holloway. And we thank you for coming on joining us this day. Me and you had talked so much about it, and I just want the audience to know that you was the one that inspired me to us to have this type of talk on the divine attributes or the divine qualities of our Creator, because it's just like similarly in the relationship with another human being. Allah, you can't know who you are. You can't know who another human being are if you don't know the divine qualities of your Creator. Listen at this now. Allah, the Most High Creator of the heavens and the earth, say, when He created the human being out of the hue, the earth, He say He molded us and He fashions us as human beings out of the earth, the clay, black clay of the earth. Then He go on and tell us how He developed us in stages in our mother's womb, the brother was talking about. He said, Reverend, the womb that bore you. But then after Allah say he create that baby, that human being, and delivers that baby from that woman, Allah say that's one part of his creating that human being. But Allah say that's not the a human being that he ain't through with the creation of the human being once he create our body. Allah say the completion of a human being is when he also gives us what's called intellect or intelligence to be able to comprehend or understand his divine qualities. And then he say he put some of his divine spirit in our heart and we become what? Living souls. So you must know the divine qualities of your creator in order to know the difference between yourself as an animal and yourself as a soul. Most people today we see even in religion, Islam and Christianity, all religions, just period. Most people are placing more attention. That's why the world is so evil on their external life, the animal part of our life, more so than the spiritual life inside. And that's how you connect with Allah. It's through his spirit inside your body. And everything on the outside just points to the inner unseen reality of Allah, which is Allah's reality is the only reality. So everything that we see and everything in the heavens and the earth, Allah say, going to pass away. But Allah say his reality is going to last forever. And you always have, Brother Larry, like this, and I know the other audience too, the beautiful Muslim brothers and sisters and others too. Allah say if the ocean were ink, well, if you could write out his words and all the trees on earth were ink pens. And he said if he added 7 more oceans to the ocean already out there, and that covers about the whole earth, he say sooner would all of those oceans run out of ink, and his words would never run out. We will go on forever. So it just shows you some of the awesome power of our creator. He is not of a temporary nature like his creation. He's eternal. He's eternal. He have no beginning, and he have no end. He have always existed, and he will always exist when all he created passes away. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast. Renam Shahid Shabbat. Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning. And even with the interruption, we seem to be having a beautiful discussion, a beautiful talk on the attributes of Allah today. So we want to understand people that while we are having this discussion, I think we really can. The attributes of Allah are what he expects of us, how we are to live, to please him, what our aspirations should be in life. They are guides or directions for us in life. People, as our imams have said, I want to give an example here that maybe we can understand. I was reading the Facebook this morning, and as I used to go on to invite everyone to join us on our talk show on Sunday mornings. And there was someone who had sent this, was in the messenger, which comes from Facebook, this message about a speech that our president, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, had. And he was saying in the speech, he said that he doesn't like to ask for forgiveness. Now, that's something. He doesn't like to ask for forgiveness. Of course, you know the comments on that. And that shows us what rebellion is, you know, what rebellious nature is. And so people, we can understand that with someone like that, how can we don't have any role model, anyone to follow? If the head is not right, how can the rest of the body be right? So, of course, a lot of people are saying that his mentality is that of a child, and he's definitely not the type of person that should represent us as a president of the United States. But we say that Allah is the best north. Nothing is without the permission of our Creator. and he sees and knows all and permits things to be for a purpose for his plan, not our plan, for a purpose unseen, then inshallah one day he will bless us to understand. But at this point, we see from that what a rebellious attitude is if we do not wish to follow the guidance of our Creator, the all-merciful Allah. He sees all, as they see, the all in all. He does not depend on anyone or anything, but we all depend on him for our sustenance and earthly existence. So we are dealing with a human being at all, not an ordinary human, but not a human being at all. So therefore, people, we must understand and see this reality and understand that everyone or anyone or anything returns back to the Creator. And this to remind us that this world is just an illusion. It's not real. We must return back to our Creator. That's why it's so necessary and important that this drive to please him, to understand how he wants us to live, what his will is for us on earth, you know, and what our purpose is, so that we can strive hard to live that life for his pleasure and pray that we would be living a better life, an eternal life with him in a way that we can't even imagine. And now we have here, we're going to have the guests that we have from Winston-Salem, North Carolina again, our Imam Abdul Kareem, Islam Malaika. Islam Malaika. Imam Abdul Kareem. Can you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry. I believe I have the wrong person on here. It's another number that was very similar to his. Okay. I believe this is your
name.
Like my phlegm. Yes, sir. I didn't realize until I have to look and see another 336 number that's come on. And it's very similar to yours. You both end in zero. So I'm used to identifying the zero ended. No, yours is a 0792 here, and the other one ends with zero at the end. But anyway, brother, I have you on now, alhamdulillah.
No, alhamdulillah. But if you wanted to give the other person a chance to speak, alhamdulillah, I enjoy listening as much, probably more so than I even, you know, than anything, because my ears are closest to my mouth. And even when I speak on certain things, I know that, you know, we don't just speak, you know, you speak on things that you already act on. So it's alhamdulillah. And knowing the names, knowing the attributes of our Lord are things that strengthen us and strengthen our bond between us as the worshipers, us as the ibadi, us as the slaves of Allah. It increases us with our relationship. And then and we pray that, you know, that relationship causes us to behave properly, causes us to have good intentions when we act on things, causes us to do better and be better people. And, you know, just knowing our Lord is the best we can do. And we hope and pray that our deeds are accepted because we're acting on correct guidance, because we're acting on Quran and we're acting on Sunnah. So, you know, I don't have anything really to add on that. I was going through the names while you were talking. I was going through some of the names of Allah, and you know, and the more I read them, the more I read past just the basic meaning of the name, the more I understand that I need to seek more knowledge, you know, and that it's good for me to listen to shows like this and others where people can expand on the different names of Allah and the different attributes that come with those names and how they're different than what we might think, you know, like forgiving or the most forgiving. And I say, well, I can forgive, but you can't forgive like Allah or the seer. And I say, well, I could see, but we can't see the way Allah sees, or the knower. You know, we don't know like Allah knows. And then some of the names we can't come close to, Al-Ba'ith, the raiser of the dead, Ash-Shahid, like Imam Shahid, Shabazz, you know, the witness, you say, okay, I could be a witness, I could be a truthful witness, but not like Allah, you know, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So knowing the difference and knowing the level, or trying to at least understand the high level of our Lord as opposed to anything that he's allowed us to have comprehension of, is a real humbling thing, and we pray that Allah accepts our deeds and our efforts towards getting nearer to him. And that's, you know, that's really all I could say, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You said a lot. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. This is why we say a lot. Allahu Akbar. Because there's nothing in Allah's creation that we can compare with Allah. You think about the greatness of people, even the greatness of Allah's prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all. But you don't compare even a prophet or a messenger with Allah. Even though Allah have beings that are like him, they can't do anything but obey Allah, the angels in heaven with Allah. We don't compare them with Allah. We don't worship the angel. We don't worship the things Allah created, the prophets or messengers of Allah. We follow the guidance that Allah, the all-knowing, reveals to them. When Allah said he was going to create man, before Allah created the human being, he was talking to the angels and the jinns. And Allah said that he was going to create a man and out of the clay of the earth. And they wondered if Allah was going to create someone, a being that was going to spread mischief and do evil. And Allah said, I know what you know not. So the angels all said, okay, you're the all-knower, we submit to your plan to create the human being. And Allah said, when I have fashioned the human being and duly proportioned the human being and put some of my real spirit into the human being, I want all of you all to submit, bow, submit to this human being. So in essence, the jinn, which is the devil and his followers, he rose up and said, I cannot submit to a being you're going to create out of clay and mud. You created me out of fire. So I can't submit. So Allah say, then you can't exist in my world, my heaven. Get you out of my heaven and your followers, the evil jinn spirit, forever. And so, people, this is very important so that we can understand also the divine nature that Allah put in the human being when he put his spirit in us. That raised us up above just the rest of his creation. That made us godlike in our nature and our qualities. And so these attributes that we're talking about today, if you don't take on these attributes, the qualities of Allah, then you're taking on all the qualities of your own evil self. So Allah says again, all the good that happens to us as human beings come from Allah, our creator. He's all good. And Allah says all the evil or bad that happens in the life of human beings come from our own selves. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's my slant. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you so much for joining us today in our discussion today. The title of the discussion is All Love, Power, Justice, and Light Comes from the Divine Creator, Allah. And we are discussing the attributes of Allah, what they mean, and why it's so necessary for us to know these attributes. And to strive to make them the example of how we should be living in our life, make them our attributes and our purpose. As we all know that the little knowledge that we have are given at some point is about that of a mustard seed compared to Allah. We can't start to imagine our Creator, His wisdom, His knowledge is eternal like He is. And it's so profound. So ongoing, so everlasting, that we can start to perceive it. But we can use the understanding and knowledge that he blesses us with to strive towards perfection. We used to have to teach our children. I was a teacher in a Muslim school, the Islamic school. And we taught our children that we have to strive. When a Muslim does anything, he strives to perfect it. Perfect it, you know. He seeks to perfect it. And so that means we are always striving towards perfection, but we never reach it on this end anyway. So there was a song my mother used to say that, if I never reach perfection, Lord, I try. She used to sing that song all the time. And I used to think seriously on that. And that's our purpose in life, to keep striving towards perfection. And what's that perfection? Towards the law wills, his attributes, his way of life, of those characters that define him, so that we will have a guide to our guidance, a direction to turn to in life, to live our lives. So
that's right.
We want to understand, people, that we are not just put here to and not given anything, any way, any direction to go, to wander in distraction like we are, and to try to please ourselves and be our own gods. That's not our
purpose
right. on earth. This is why this is why the earth is like it is, because we have a wrong impression, an idea of how we should be living life, and we have become like, oh, we saw our president said, we have become rebellious, okay? We don't want to admit that we are wrong, and we don't want to seek forgiveness if we are wrong. And this is
That's very serious.
This is where humility comes in, humble. We must learn to humble ourselves and to seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness, seek help and guidance from each other, those who know, and those who are striving to please the law. And you know that
when
you see them, because there's a special light shining. The way their conduct tells you who they are. The way they express themselves and what they talk about tells you who they are. So you can't say you don't know. You can say you might not want to know again, but you can't say you didn't know.
That's exactly right.
We give all the praise to Allah and praise to Allah, giving out the information that He has put within us to give to you for today. We have a brother again from Georgia, our man from Georgia. We will have him to come on again and hear from him. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. I'll continue from where I left off. Foolish people make their own gods and set up false objects of worship. The fact remains that the whole of creation belongs to the Eternal, who has no partner whatsoever. He is the living Allah, who sustains the whole universe. He alone is the master of his kingdom. None else is a partner in his attributes, characteristics, powers, and rights. Hence, Allah is invented whenever a god is set up any place besides Allah on the earth or in the heavens, and war is waged against the truth. They refute Allah based on the assumption that he has weaknesses and limitations like imperfect human beings. For instance, the Bible says, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had made. This is in the book of Genesis. And then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouted by reason of wine. This is in the book of Psalms. Of course, Allah is absolutely free from such weaknesses.
That's
he is
right.
He's the master and owner of the earth, the heavens, and each and everything contained in them. None else has any part or share in his ownership, his authority, his kingdom, his sovereignty, and his rule. Anyone or anything that can be conceived as God will surely be a part of the universe. And every part of this universe is Allah's property and cannot therefore be his partner or rival.
That's right.
This refutes the wrong notion of those who are under the delusion that saints, angels, etc., wield great influence with Allah, and they will intercede with him and force him to pardon them. They are being warned that no creature of his can stand before him and intercede for others, not to speak of forcing Allah to pardon them.
That's right.
No prophet, no angel, and no saint will dare utter a word without the permission of the sovereign of the universe. According to what Allah says in the Quran, it is an unpardonable sin to associate any partner or set up any rival to rank with Allah, or to assume for oneself his rights or characteristics in any way whatsoever. This is called idolatry. The Quran strikes at the very root of idolatry by declaring that Allah's sovereignty is unlimited and his power is absolute. In this verse, the same thing is presented from another point of view by posing the question, how can anyone interfere in the management of the universe when none possesses that knowledge? The knowledge of the angels and human beings is so limited that none of them can understand the system of the universe, and therefore any interference in its management will result in chaos. It is obvious that they should have full confidence in the guidance of Allah, who is the source of all knowledge and who knows in what lies their own good. Allah knows whatever is hidden from his creatures, as well as whatever is known and visible to them. Nothing of this universe is unknown to Allah. Allah directly knows whatever has happened in the past, whatever exists at present, and whatever will happen in the future.
That's
Allah
right.
Allah does not stand in need of any means or knowledge. Allah alone is the one whose mercy is limitless, which covers the whole universe and blesses and benefits everything in it. None else in the world is the bearer of such all-penetrating, infinite mercy. The mercy
That's
of
right.
every other being, which is characterized by the ability of mercy, is partial and limited, and that quality is not essentially its own, but bestowed by the Creator for a specific need and purpose. Allah
That's
has
right.
created the quality of mercy for some other creature. Allah has created it in order to make one creature a means for the development and well-being of another creature. This by itself is a proof of Allah's mercy is infinite. The word al-Malik is used in the original, which means that Allah alone is the real sovereign. Moreover, in its general sense, the word al-Malik also gives the meaning that Allah is the king of the entire universe, and not of a particular region or of a specific country. Allah's sovereignty and rule comprehends the entire universe. Allah is master of everything. Everything submits itself to his command, power, and authority, and there is nothing to limit his sovereignty. At different places in the Quran, all aspects of Allah's sovereignty have been presented and explained fully. I'm going to stop there. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful recitation from the Quran. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. We thank Allah for all of these beautiful people that's on the program and them sharing the knowledge, the hikmah, and the wisdom of Allah with us. And I'm so grateful to have them to help me out in trying to reach not only the people who hear the program, but to take that knowledge back to those who don't hear the program also, and know that we as a human race is one human race. And Allah say when he created the human being, he say when he created the first a human being was a man named Adam. Then he said he created the second human being was a woman named Eve. Okay? But the point I'm trying to get to here, Allah say he didn't, they didn't become one until he put some of his Ruh spirit into Adam and Eve, and it brought them together as one soul. So essentially, all the human race are descendants of Adam and Eve, the first man and first woman Allah created. So if human beings were following their nature, true nature, we wouldn't look at each other as individuals and say, I'm better than you because of this or this is wrong, whatever. We will see each other as one human spiritual family. Because essentially, in our true nature and understanding of the divine qualities of our Creator, we will know that He's one. And there's nothing like Him. And everything He created, even though He created variety, even in His creation, but His creation reflects what? His unity. Because everything He created it to do, it does only that. It can't do anything else. The only creature, part of His creation, that can go against His will and by doing so destroy itself is the creature called man and woman. Because He gave us a limited amount of freedom of will so that we could choose our life from the life of anything else He created. Yes. And He did this when He put His spirituality in our hearts. It raised us up to a consciousness to know that, you know, all power belongs to Allah. And I do want to mention this, what the brother mentioned beautifully and eloquently from the Bible, because I know a little something about the Bible myself. It did say in Genesis, on the seventh day, Allah rested. Well, if Allah rested, the Creator rested, who was taking care of the creation? Who was sustaining the creation while Allah was at rest, asleep? So common sense, just intelligent thinking will let anybody know the Creator never sleeps. He don't slumber. He don't feel no fatigue or tiredness in sustaining everything He created in the heavens and the earth. And these are divine qualities we're talking about. And as the sister and brother said, Allah is the only perfect being, supreme being. That's why He's supreme above all creation, because He's perfect. And any time Allah wants anything done, Allah says only these words, kun, fayakun, be, and it becomes a reality. It comes into existence. So tell me a human being or a creature of Allah that can say the word be and bring something into existence out of non-existence. Only Allah can do that. So the whole world, as we see it, as the co-host said, is nothing but the expression of the divine Creator's powers, His mercy, His glory, and everything He created by His very nature glorifies Him. Even when you do evil, Allah say, you still are worshiping Him. Why? Not in your evil, but your very nature rebels against you when you do evil. You have a conscience and you have a heart. And when you do evil, your conscience, the goodness of Allah in your heart and conscience, it whoops you. It disturbs you. You don't have no more peace. But when you come back to obedience to your Creator, then you have peace and you can live in this evil world, Allah say, and you still have heaven inside of you, and the evil in you and all about you, He will protect you from it all as long as you stay under His protecting power. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And again, for those of you in the radio listening audience, those who have a comment at this time or would like to ask a question, give us some feedback, push the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in the studio. We'd love to have you join us too. At this time, I'm going to call another guest speaker today and give them another chance in case he at this particular time has something else to say. And that's Brother Larry. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Walaikum assalam. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Yes. Yes. Such a beautiful topic. In reference to the attributes of Allah. So yeah, we are. You know, we are to. I think we are to try to strive and identify with the names of Allah, His beautiful names, and His attributes. I mean, even in the religion or the Christian way, you know, they have. They also have names of God. And you know, we sometimes get so disturbed about death, you know, but Allah puts in us, a nature of to humble ourselves and to grieve, to bear pain and all. Yet, you know, Allah is so wonderful and so beautiful, and as the brother said, that he knows what we know not, you know. And I often go back to to death, you know. I remember when I was in church, young, wanting to go to church, and sometimes you couldn't, and I came to realize that sometimes in church, you know, young people a lot of times had, you know, didn't have what you call a say-so because they were young. So, you know, you had to listen to the elders and all. And so I recall back then when they used to say that you know, they didn't go to church because, you know, some of the elder people were hypocrites and they go to church and they praise God and then they after church they doing all these things that wasn't God-like or wasn't expected to do. So some of the younger folk didn't want to go to church because they had their eyes. They was focused and looking at the human being, you know, be it the minister, deacons or whatever, some of the every Sunday go to church people, and some people didn't even go to church until after some of the ones that was you know, pretty much in leadership, or some of the ones that were, you know, every Sunday they was there. And some of the young folk didn't even go to church until some of these people died out. So God is so great, and I looked at it like this: God is so great, and you know, in His works and His doings, sometimes things have to die out so that others can live, you know. And so so even when we think about death, you know. As I think I heard in one of the CDs that I have, and sister, of course, you play it some of the song on the CD at the end of the show, you know, and one of them is God is what, the angel of death or something, I believe, is one of the attributes of Allah. So yeah, Allah is, you know, he has all these beautiful names and these beautiful attributes. That you know, and if we would just focus on sometime on in our doings, you know, that if you want to follow Allah's prophets and messengers in the best way, then you know you will strive more in doing so, as the Prophet Muhammad was, you know, just one of the trusted ones, you know. Because you can look at somebody and see how somebody walk through life, whether they are trustworthy or whether they are truthful or whether they are just, you know, and everybody doesn't have these strong attributes at the same time. I mean, sometimes, you know, you can have two kids, and I've heard some people say, well, I treat all my kids alike. You're supposed to treat them all alike. Well, you can't treat everybody alike. Some people, I mean, you can love everybody as best you can, but you know, everybody, you know, is individual. So you may have one son that you trust that has more trust than another one. You may have one son that is more disciplinary himself than another one. And so but we still look inshallah to you know, to take on these attributes and cultivate these attributes within ourselves and try to help one another to understand, and even help them to try to understand and cultivate their attributes that Allah has, has given us in reference to guidance through His prophets. So it's a beautiful show, and I as Brother Imam said, just encourage one another to try to, to follow and go on, day by day, step by step, in reference to strengthening yourselves, your communities, in reference to following the attributes of Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Holloway. Very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Thank you. We thank Allah for you. So, very beautiful show. And I do pray to Allah, our Creator, that He blesses everyone on the show to take the message, beautiful message today, to those who who are not, for some reason, on the show. Because even Prophet Muhammad, special prayers and peace and blessings be upon him, above all human beings, he said in this last sermon on Mount Arafat, before Allah called them home, at the age I am, 63 years old now, Allahu Akbar. And he said, all of you all who are listening to me today, he said, I want y'all to take the message that I'm giving you all from Allah to those who are not here, who wasn't able to make it, and tell them to take it to those who they know. And he said, may those who get the message last understand it better than those who are receiving it from me today. That was 1,400 years ago. And whether anybody on the radio program or not want to know who the last people are to get the message that, first of all, that there was a creator and that we was even human. It's the African-American man, so-called black man and woman. We're the only people that were put in a slavery, a mental and psychological slavery. And we are people that Allah has chosen today to rise up because of all our suffering and become leaders, and not to treat those who treated us ill like they treated us. So with 2 minutes, we'll say a prayer, and we have to conclude. But I would thank everybody for coming on, and really enjoyed you all, and I hope you all enjoyed each other. The knowledge and wisdom of Allah, He put in all of us to share with each other and others. So we say, oh Allah, we ask your forgiveness if we said anything that wasn't pleasing to you. As one Imam said, we ask you, Allah, to help us to understand your will as you wills it to be, and not as we want to or we think or feel. We pray that you separate us from following our ways and our will, and protect us from our will, and help us to only follow your will as exemplified in the life of your last prophet, Muhammad, to whom all prayers and peace be upon forever. And we conclude with this by saying, there is no God but Allah. We all depend on Allah for everything. We ask Allah to bless us with a better year coming in, if He bless us to see this new year than this previous year we're going out of. And we ask Allah to touch the leaders of the world, like Donald Trump, and turn them around so they can see that Allah have all power and they have none, and that they plan to do things and Allah plan, and Allah's plan will supersede their evil plan every time. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, our radio listening audience. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and please invite others to join also. Have a great day. May Allah bless you and be with you this Sunday. And we thank you again for being a part of this one.
Brighter each day. That's what we pray. light, one who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles, some pain along the way, but you never went astray. You